As you know, Letterkenny is part of the Sealed group of hospitals. This group has seen waiting lists increase by over 45,000 people in the last 7 years. Letterkenny has seen an increase of 19% in that time. Maybe not as high as other hospitals in the group, but that is because we were starting from a higher base with a longer ongoing problem. There are over 2,800 people waiting for ENT, orthopaedics and cardiology appointments for over 18 months alone in Letterkenny. There are over 1,000 patients on the three largest lists for inpatient treatment at the hospital. Indeed, we even have the situation where a consultant surgeon has been appointed but has not done any surgery because he cannot get theatre time. This is a crazy kind of situation that we are now dealing with. If it was in the film Catch 22, we said it was unbelievable, but this is everyday life in Donegal. Figures have shown that of 806 beds added nationally to the hospital services, only 36 beds or 4% have been in the Sealed group. Sadly, I think that the Sealed group is focused on Galway, really, and Letterkenny is at the end of their thoughts. So all told, Letterkenny and Donegal are at the end of the line as far as the Sealed group is concerned, and the Sealed group is at the end of the line as far as the national picture is concerned, which doesn't augur well for the people of Donegal who depend on Letterkenny for their healthcare needs. Recently, 33% of approved consultant posts are either vacant or filled on an agency basis in Letterkenny General Hospital. Two geriatric medicine posts were extended four times and still remain unfilled. Consultant microbiologist post is unfilled despite being extended seven times. ENT surgeons has been extended three times and is still unfilled as well. And even if they are filled, we end up with surgeons who don't do surgery because they can't get theatre time because there aren't any staff to run them. So, Tánaiste, what are your government going to do about this situation? Are you simply going to continue to move patients on to private hospitals, or are you going to come up with ideas that will sort the situation out? The people of Donegal deserve better and deserve solutions that will deal with recruitment problems. Surely you would agree that there is something badly wrong with a health system that does not even seem to be able to be trying to address these problems, or is it simply about forcing people onto private hospital lists? Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks very much, Deputy. I appreciate the issue that you're raising is Letterkenny Hospital waiting list there and waiting times for people who live in Donegal and also the wider issue of hospital overcrowding. I don't have up-to-date information on Letterkenny with me, so I don't want to give you information that may be incorrect, but I can speak about the general picture in relation to what the government is doing to reduce waiting lists. And we do acknowledge that there are far too many people waiting on healthcare for far too long. Even before the pandemic, this was an issue, but of course it's become a much more serious issue because so much care was delayed and had to be delayed as a consequence of COVID and the pandemic. And that was further affected by the cyber attack on the HSC. So the government has a plan to reduce waiting times and reduce them considerably. We set aside a dedicated budget for this plan, €350 million a year. It's a huge budget to implement the waiting list plan, and that will go to both the public hospitals and the private hospitals where appropriate, because we need to use whatever capacity we have to get people the treatment they need. If the waiting list plan works by the end of 2022, that's the end of this year, the number of patients on active waiting lists will be at its lowest point in 5 years. I can't guarantee you that that's going to happen, but that's the plan we're working on. And if it does happen, I think that will be a minor achievement at the least, to have waiting lists at their lowest in 5 years by the end of this year. And that is the government objective. And of course, that applies to Donegal and Letterkenny as well. We'll offer treatment to all 75,000 patients on the active inpatient and day case waiting list at the end of 2021, by the end of 2022. And we'll ensure that 1.7 million people are removed from waiting lists for scheduled care in 2022. In addition to that, as you'll know, we're expanding the capacity in our existing hospitals. There's between 800 and 1,000 more beds in the system than there was before the pandemic. And we're continuing to add to that, and we need to do so because we've a population that's increasing all the time and ageing all the time with the additional healthcare needs that come with it.
Tánaiste, Deputy Pringle.
Thanks, Tony. So there's no need for up-to-date figures on Letterkenny because they are up-to-date figures that I gave in my talk there, and that shows the situation. And unfortunately, I don't think that if your plan currently works, I don't think it's going to solve any problems in Letterkenny, because what needs to be addressed is recruitment and retainment of consultants and also of a second ancillary staff to allow those consultants to actually do their jobs. That's the reality of the situation. Now, I know that the Irish Hospital Consultants Association have said that the maintenance of the FEMPI wage cuts is causing a problem for in recruitment of consultants in relation to that, and that might go some way to alleviating some of the problem. But I would also suggest, Tánaiste, that there is an alternative there that, that could be used as well, which is actually to recruit and look and do a deal to recruit Cuban doctors into our medical system here. It has, actually has been working in Portugal and in Sweden within the EU. There is Cuban doctors there working actually to alleviate some of the problems. We should do that. We should do that, and we should do that now as a, as another step to try and deal with this issue. I think that's vitally important. And look, the pandemic and the cyber attack are going to be used as reasons why we haven't delivered for years to come in relation to this, and that's not good enough anymore. Honestly, I think we need to, even if we deal with these issues,
thank you, Deputy.
Letter Kenny will be back at the same situation as it was prior to the pandemic.
Honest to conclude, please.
Thanks, Deputy. It is an enormous challenge to recruit and retain healthcare staff, including doctors. And that's not unique to Ireland. That's very much a global phenomenon. There isn't a health service that I'm aware of. Certainly not in Europe that doesn't have a difficulty recruiting and retaining staff. There's much more demand for healthcare than there are qualified doctors, nurses and midwives in the world. And that's why, just like lots of other countries, we rely so much on people coming from overseas to help staff our health service. And we're very grateful that they come here and do that. And certainly, I don't know the exact details around Cuba, but certainly I don't see any reason why somebody in Cuba couldn't apply for a work visa to come here. And work in our health service. But I think we should acknowledge, and this isn't often acknowledged, we do have more doctors working in our public health service than ever before. You'd have the impression sometimes that the number of doctors in our health service was going down, that more people were leaving than were coming in. That's not the case. We've never had more doctors working in our health service than we do now. We've never had more staff in our health service than we do now. We're up to about 40,000 nurses and midwives now in our public health service, more per head and more per bed than almost any country in the Western world. So that is part of the story, and I think it should be acknowledged. Yes, we do have a recruitment and retention problem, and it's a big one, and we're struggling in that area, as lots of other countries are, but we do have record numbers of doctors, nurses and midwives now working in our health service.